Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Okay, so last week we dealt extensively on two of the definitions of capacity. Is that not it? So we want to look at the third one. Let's go into God's word. Matthew chapter 25, 14 to 19. Manifesting the benefits of spiritual capacity, part 2. The Bible said, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. To each according to his own what? To each according. So if the Bible is yours, of course, you want to underline that particular phrase. If you are reading from your Bible, you want to highlight it. It's good that your phone will have a Bible. Amen. All right. So to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them. So you want to, highlight that one too. And traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. And he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them, manifesting the benefits of capacity. Praise be to God. I say, praise be to God. Capacity can be defined as the ability or power to do something. Capacity can be defined as the ability or power to do something. So if you can't do anything, you don't have any capacity. It can also be defined as the ability of something to perform. Hear me? God will deny you the chance to do a particular thing, not because you are not good enough, but it is about whether you have the capacity or not. What you can do in life is a reflection of the capacity you have built or developed. Paul the Apostle said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became an adult or a man, I put away childish things. When you develop your capacity, you become something different. And you are able to do the things you were not able to do in the past. It is my prayer for you this morning that by the virtue of the word of God, you will become bigger than you used to be. You will become better than you used to be. The one who shouted amen, grace will enter into you. The level of spiritual capacity you have developed determines the measure of blessings God will put in your hands. That's very powerful. Hello? The level of spiritual capacity you have developed, my God, determines the measure of blessings God will put in your hands. This is important because what you have ability for will be the reason for what you will receive from God in order to perform a task. I'm going deeper now. What God put into your hands is not dependent on your prayer life. What God puts into your hands is not dependent on what? Preach it to me. What God will put into your hands is not dependent on your prayer life, but it is dependent on your capacity. So no matter what you are praying for, no matter the fasting you make, God will first of all see your capacity to know if he can give what you are asking from him, whether he can give it to you. Are you with me? There is a place for prayer and there's a place for capacity. So the kind of woman God gives you as a wife, it's not about how long you pray, but it's about whether your capacity can cultivate her with tender love and care. You see, they are not happy. Let me tell you. The fact that you are prayerful doesn't mean you'll be a good husband. Hello? Because we've seen it in the news. Even some pastors are killing their wives. It's not about speaking in tongues. Hello? So for God to give you a woman that you are praying about, he will not check your prayer life. There's a place for prayer. He will check your capacity, whether you can show her tender love and care. Can I continue? Or where I'm passing is not good. Some women demand a lot of patience to cultivate them. Some too would demand little patience. So what you deserve is what God will give you. You are not clapping your hands. So it takes your capacity to attract the one you deserve. God is so fair. God is so just that he can only give you what you deserve, not what you are crying for in prayer. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 6. Genesis chapter 2, from verse 4 to 6. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Genesis chapter 2, 4 to 6. New King James Version. The Bible said, this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth. Because, and there was no man to till the ground. So God did not allow the heavens to give rain because there was no man to till the ground. There was no man to cultivate the earth. God will not give you blessings just because he loves you. He gives you blessings because you have developed capacity to handle it. Hallelujah. Amen. So the reason there was no rain was because there was no man to cultivate the ground. God does not waste resources, my God. His love for you is for father and child relationship. The love that God has for you is for father and child relationship. But when it comes to matters of destiny, God deals with you based on your capacity. God cannot give you what you don't have capacity for. He can't. He loves you, but he can't. He loves you, but he can't. Like your son comes to you. Your son that is 4 years, 2 years. At 11 p.m., say, Dad, say, what's happening? Say, I want to hit town. Say, why? Say, I'm bored. No matter how you love that son, you not open the door for him to hit town. Hello? But when you come of age, if you like, you can tell Dad that you are hitting town or not. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's an issue of what? Capacity. Amen? Hello? The scripture we read in Matthew 25 reveals how a man gave different talents to three of his servants, not because of how differently he loved them. It has nothing to do with love, but it has to do with how different their abilities were. How different their abilities were. Some people cry and say, God, can't you see my tears? Don't you love me anymore? Why am I praying and you are not answering my prayer? Listen, it's when God is not answering your prayer and you are asking God if he loves you, what he wants to give to you is not from the place of love. It must be from the place of what? Capacity. Amen. In matters of destiny and accountability, it's not how intense your feelings are for God that matters, but it is about what you have developed yourself to do. Ask somebody, what can you do? What can you do? See, those who were not here last week, they may find it difficult to follow us, but follow us anyway, you get it. Amen. Listen, the kingdom of heaven, the Bible said, it's like a man traveling to a far country who gave his goods to three of his servants based on their several abilities. To one, he gave what? 5 talents. To another, 2 talents. And to the last one, 1 talent. That talent in the scripture means sum of money. It's not a talent, you know, that somebody's talented to play football or talented to sing. No. Talent in that scripture means sum of money. In the Old Testament, a talent is a unit of measurement for weighing gold and silver. So when a silver is weighed on whatever thing they weigh it on, it gets to a certain level. So now it is 1 talent. All right. But in the New Testament, it's a unit, a sum of money. Hello. So 1 talent in the New Testament is equal to 6,000 denarii. All right. So 5 talents. If 1 talent is 6,000 denarii, 5 talents will be 30,000 denarii. And when you Google, you'll find out that it is over a little bit over $25,000. So the man that is traveling to a far country called one of his servants and gave him how much? $25,000. Called another one and gave him $10,000 plus, which is 2 talents. Then another one gave him $5,000 plus and left them. Hello? So they receive the talent based on their abilities. That is why it is not fruitful, or it does not make sense when you envy people, because you don't know why God gave them what he gave them. Hello? Hello? Every one of us here has an ability. It can be a gift. It can be a grace. It can be talent, like the way you know it. 1 Corinthians 7:7. Thank you, Jesus. I've taken that out of the way. 1 Corinthians 7:7. For I wish that all men were even as I myself. But each one has his own gift from God. Each one has what? His own gift from God. Tell somebody, tell the person, you are gifted. Tell the person, there is an ability in you. Good. There are 3 types of abilities, like the way I just mentioned last week. We have acquired abilities. Acquired abilities. These are abilities you pay to learn or get trained in. You have to pay to learn it, or you get trained in it, or you buy data and then you learn it online. Acquired ability. It is not yours, but it can be transferred to you through knowledge and practice. Hello? You don't know how to bake bread, but you can learn it. So once you learn it, it becomes an acquired skill. Hello? You are not a mechanic. You are not born a mechanic, but you can learn how to become a mechanic. You are not born a barber, but you can learn it. Then it becomes a skill, and nobody can take it away from you. Acquired skill. Amen. I was saying last week that someone who has ever worked with ECG, who knows how to do illegal connection, when you fire him from ECG, you cannot fire the skill out of him. It is for life. He knows how to connect wires. Hello. So you can have an ability because it has been acquired. Praise be to God. Number 2, we have natural abilities. This is usually hereditary in nature. You were born with it. So there are some families, they know that this family, they sing. They are into music. It's a family of musicians. They have beautiful voices. There are some families, it's not given to them. When they sing, dead people resurrect. The voice, it's not given to them. It's not an ability that they were born with. They try to learn, but still, it shows that they have a long way to go. Some people are born, you know, they have natural ability. There are some families, they are thieves. The grandfather was a thief. It's a natural ability. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Everybody in a family is a thief. There are some people, they have the natural ability of dancing. They can dance. Some people to have the natural ability of dancing offbeat. It's a what? It's a natural ability. Some people are born to rap. They rap. Hello, lady. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. And I'm coming for you. They can rap. Some people are not born with such abilities. Hello. Some people are good commentators. Heads go up and pass it to them. And go. They do it with ease because they were born with that ability. The third one is called supernatural ability. That one is impacted by God. Hello? The person was not born with that ability. The person didn't acquire it. But God himself has given the person special ability. So the Bible spoke about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That they were trying to teach them. But when the king communed with them, the king realized that they were 10 times better than the magicians and astrologers. And said to Daniel, he had a particular gift of interpreting dreams. No matter how your dream is twisted, he can interpret it. Because it's an ability God has given to him. I think one time I told you how a woman visited me at home. And she came and she was crying that, Pastor, they want to kill me. I said, why? She said, Pastor, I had a dream. I think I shared it with you. In the dream, she saw that the sun was shining bright. And she saw a moon. And in the moon, there was a man that was standing in the moon. And the man was angry with her. And by the time she realized, there was an eagle coming. And the eagle, by the time the eagle would land on the ground, it became like a human being with sword in his hands. And the eagle mentioned her full name and said, I'm asked to bring you. And said, part of the dream, she saw herself apologizing to people. Pastor, I'm going to die. When I heard the dream, when she was narrating the dream, I was hearing like a language. And I started smiling. I said, Pastor, why are you smiling? I said, finish the dream. I said, the sun stands for your father's house. There is greatness in your father's house. But per your dream, your greatness does not come from your father's house. It comes from your mother's house. He said, the man that she saw in the moon was sitting on the throne. I said, in your mother's house, the call of God is there. He said, yes, all my aunties, my mother, they are all women of God. But I said, there's an attack in your mother's house. It's madness. He said, yes, my mother, who happened to be a woman of God, got mad. My auntie got mad. The one that is doing prayers around Kasuatu, the madness is coming small. So per her dream, I understood what was up. It's an ability. I said, the eagle you saw coming and became a man, mention your name. God is ending your evangelistic ministry. God is bringing you into the prophetic ministry. Say, ow! I said, what is ow? Say, why? I was thinking they want to kill me. It has nothing to do with death. Are you getting my point? It's an ability. So, if you don't talk to someone who has the ability to decode mysteries, you'll be running from one place to the other for help. Hello? Tell somebody God has given you an ability. And so all these abilities can be developed into to become bigger and better than you have them. When it is bigger, then God will give you a blessing that is bigger to trade with. Can we continue? Anything you do outside of your ability leads to lack of fulfillment and satisfaction. There are many people in life, they are not happy. They are not happy not because they don't earn good salary. They are not happy because the ability God has given to them, they are not using it to work. And when you don't use your ability to work, you will not find fulfillment in life. You every day of your life, you feel empty. You know that there is something you must do and you are not doing it. Praise be to God. And God expects you to build or develop the capacities you have in the inside of you to help you trade with any blessing he will put into your hands. So the three servants, each of them have an ability. Then he gave them money to trade by the power of the ability they have. So God will put blessing in your hands when you develop the capacity you have in you. Hello? Then he can determine the level of blessing he will put in your hands to use it to trade. Can I continue? Without your abilities, you cannot trade with any blessing. So when you come here and we say receive the blessing of the Lord, it will only come on the dimension of the capacity you have built. Hear me. Hear me. Prayer is good. I'm a prayer addict. Prophecy is good. But nothing happens beyond the capacity you have built. Are you hearing me? God will not give you 1,000 if you have not built capacity for it. It will make you end up in errors and excesses. When you are supposed to be a master and you have the capacity of a servant, God will not give you the blessing of a master. You give the blessing of a master when you develop yourself to be a master. Praise be to God. Ask somebody sitting beside, what is your ability? Ask him again. Oh, hey. What is your ability? Hallelujah. By the ability of one of the servants, he traded the 5 talents and made an extra profit of 5 talents over time. You have an ability in you to make profit. And this morning, in the name of Jesus, we unlock that ability. Amen. We unlock that ability. Amen. We unlock that ability. In the name of Jesus. The day you refuse to use your ability to trade the blessing God has given you, or maybe you try to do what other people are doing, there are some things that will begin to happen to you. There are people, they say that, well, you know, look at this lady's life. Then you go and ask the lady, what is your secret? Meanwhile, God has given you something. But because it looks like her life is colorful, you want to follow her life. Now she has told you a secret. You are doing it all right, but you are not happy. You are not fulfilled. Every ability you have is to also help you to take care of certain challenges. When you are using someone's ability, when the challenges come, you will see that you are not able to handle them. Hello? Hello? Goliath was screaming against Israel. Saul, someone came to tell Saul that a guy called David wants to kill Goliath. He said, okay, boy, come. Can you kill Goliath? He said, yes, I've killed lions, I've killed bear. He said, here is my garment, my sword, my helmet, my shoes. Go and use it for battle. The Bible said when David wore it, he couldn't take one step. He said, no. I have another way of killing enemies. I just have to use the sling and the stone. Tell someone you have an ability. And the power of God will come upon it to bless you. So if you refuse to use your ability, the number one thing that will happen to you is that you will begin to feel lost in life. You begin to feel unfulfilled. Hear me? Not everybody hearing the sound of my voice will make it by going to school. You are not here. Not everybody will make it going to read PhD. Not everybody will have it that way. Hello? Not everybody will make it learning IT. So as for our Greek sector, there's nothing happening there. So go and learn IT. Not everybody will make it going to school like the way other people go. Some of you will make it selling Hausa cocoa. Are you still in church?
Yes.
Or this is not church sermon? You make it selling what? Hausa cocoa. Some of you will make it becoming mechanics. That is how you will be satisfied. Because all the blessing is in that ability. Forget those who say, oh, me, I want to marry someone who works at a bank. Thank God for those who work at a bank. We too, we are carpenters. Oh, you are not. Oh, I'm wood expert. Another word for carpenter. Wood expert. Not all of us will make you become a pastor. Some of us must rap. Some of us must sing. Hello? Some of us must become athletes. We all have different abilities. When you refuse to use your ability, you will not be fulfilled in life. Praise be to God. Yesterday, I had a talk time with the Austin PKA Connect, and I asked them why they joined. I was asking them why they joined the choir. Then one lady said, the first time she came to the church, she saw our brother Oliver playing the drum. And how he played the drum made an impression on her. And she decided to join the church and even join the choir. Wow. Oliver was not singing. He said how he played it passionately made an impression on her. Oliver has already done his master's. He's a lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. But that was not what impacted someone's life. He playing drums made an impression on somebody. And she made up her mind to join the church and even join the choir. Are you hearing me? Ask somebody, what is your ability? Amen. If you refuse to use your ability, another thing that will be happening to you is that you have a sense of entitlement. You feel that people are owing you. Why? Why are you not calling me? What has happened to your phone? You can equally call. Why are you not checking on me? Why is it that when I tell you my problem, you don't do anything about it? Sister, brother, nobody is owing you anything. In fact, when someone helps you, if God has touched their heart, they have siblings. They have loved ones. People who love them even more than the way you love them. Nobody owes you anything. So there's only for you to have a sense of entitlement. That when I'm sick, nobody visited me. When people are sick, do you visit them? Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you still there?
Yes.
So if you don't use your ability, you have a sense of entitlement. Number three. The last one, when you don't use your ability, you are full of excuses. Excuses for your failure. And when you have excuses, you want people to understand you. Say, if my father had taken care of me, I'll not be where I am today. Who told you that everybody in life have their father taking care of them? It's because they've not told you their struggle. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's because they've not told you how difficult life was for them. Hello? So, if only I had a certificate from Cambridge and not Lagos, I would have gone very far. Excuses. You have to stop making excuses because you are not a failure. I say you are not a failure. There is an ability in you. And that ability will bring you to the limelight. I say it will bring you far. Clap your hands to the word of God. Some people say, Pastor, as for me, I don't have any ability. If you don't have any, if you can't see any ability, you can't rap. Say, Pastor, I can't do anything. I can't run. I can't even steal. It's only a sign that you need an acquired ability. You need to get money and learn an ability. Maybe yours is that you can do makeup. Hello? You can do manicure, pedicure. Maybe you can learn how to fry togbe. We will buy it. We will buy. Fry it and fry it well. Amen. You need an acquired skill. You need what? Learn how to bake bread. Fry egg. No, learn how to do indomie. Go learn it from the best. Don't go and learn it from somebody that nobody buys from. There's a reason they don't buy the best indomie. Because it's not nice. Are you being helped this morning?
Yes.
You learn it from the best. The person that people queue to buy from, whether it's using juju or not, learn it. Learn the juju in addition. Praise the Lord. Learn it from what? The best. When you go, so this woman is so arrogant, when you want to learn from her, she'll be shouting at you. Humble yourself and learn it. You need it. She doesn't need it. You are not clapping to this one. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible spoke about four lepers outside the city gate of Samaria. Bible scholars believe that those four lepers are Gehazi and his sons. How many of you remember Gehazi? Gehazi in the Bible is that guy that was serving Elisha the prophet. And Bible said a time came, somebody, an army commander, came to Elisha because Elisha healed him. He wanted to give Elisha some gifts. And Elisha said, I don't want your gifts. It's okay, you can just go. Thank you is enough. So when the army commander was leaving with his goods and his money, Gehazi, sharp guy, he passed, he passed behind his boss. Elisha went to the army commander and said, oh, when you just left, my boss had some visitors. So he sent me the things that he said he wouldn't take. He said he wants them now. So he took the money, took the gifts. And the sickness that the army commander was healed of was leprosy. So when Gehazi came back home, pretending that he didn't go anywhere, Elisha said, that where are you coming from? So I didn't go anywhere. Say, I saw you with my heart, my spirit, when you went to take the things from the army commander. Say, sorry. Then he said, because you've taken the gift, you have also inherited his sickness of leprosy, you and your children. So Gehazi and his children, three sons, they were the ones outside the city of Samaria. Because in those days, when you have leprosy, they put you outside of the city. Now, Gehazi had an ability. Because he was one time a son of the prophet, he has an ability to discern the spiritual. So they were outskirts of the city. But a day came, he woke up and said, why should we sit here and we die? Because Gehazi could perceive that the spiritual climate had changed. Why? A day or some hours ago, Elisha prophesied that tomorrow by this time, there shall be plenty of food. So his spirit picked up something in the spiritual climate. That, no, something has changed. So he said, we cannot sit here and die. When we go back, they will not accept us. When we sit here, we will die. We need to move forward. And because they move forward, the enemies that besieged Samaria heard their footsteps like an army of soldiers were coming at them. That is how lepers brought deliverance to Samaria, where food was in scarcity. What does it mean? You can be rejected by men, but as long as you have your ability in the inside of you, you will still bounce back. Maybe they did not accept you. Maybe they did not give you a thumbs up. They did not help you. But there is something in you that nobody can take away from you. It is the ability of God in the inside of you. As long as you not look outside, but you look within, you will bounce back. I say you will bounce back. I say you will bounce back. Hear me, four guys were excommunicated. They were driven out of the city. But they were the ones who found food. Came back and told the people of the city that there is enough food. Oh, the Assyrians have left their food and their horses. Listen, the people who have rejected you, not many days from today, God will empower you to feed them.
Amen.
I say you will feed them.
Amen.
You will pay for their rent.
Amen.
You will pay for their children's school fees.
Who am I talking to? Receive that power. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your stomach. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the ability of God in the inside of me come alive. Come alive. Come alive in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. I don't know who has rejected you, but the Bible said the stone that the builders have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Why? There is an ability in you. God intentionally placed something in you that makes you different. And I pray in the name of Jesus that in this season, God used that ability to bring a turnaround. I say you become the chief cornerstone. Maybe you have been cut down, but hear the word of the Lord that there is a scent of water. You will sprout again. You will be rich again. You will release an album again. Your money will come back again. Clap your hands and shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I see God lifting someone up this morning. I see the wind of God blowing over your ability. I see that you are about to do something in this season that will blow the minds of people. I see that you are becoming bigger than you used to be. Shout amen like you believe it. Hallelujah. This morning, maybe not everybody is hearing me. There are only four lepers hearing me. Four people in today's congregation. You have been rejected. You have been told, no vacancy. No, come again. Oh, we want to help you. But if you had come earlier, I speak over the ability of God in the inside of you. That this is your day. This is your time. I declare that by that ability, you will bring back hope. You will bring back laughter. God is going to use you to raise your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the ability in you, may you receive a turnaround. May you receive a visitation. May you receive a lifting. Clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. There are two main reasons people don't build capacity. One is that they give God 100% responsibility. They are like, oh, God will do it. God will do it. I came to tell you that God will not do it. God will not do what? They give God 100% responsibility. Hear me? There are things God will do, and there are things you must do. Did you hear me? God will not do what you must do. You have to move in order to see God at work. You have to move in faith to see what? God at work. Until you move, you will not see God. Movement is a statement or demonstration of your faith in God. When you move, it's a sign that you have faith in God. You don't know where you are going, but you must move. Hello? I remember I keep giving this testimony. When a letter came that we should leave where we were, our bank account couldn't buy chippings, but we moved. And when we moved, we saw the hand of God. Yes. Tell somebody it's time to move. Tell somebody it's time to move. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. What did he say? Ready, go. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So there are some things that you must do. There are some things that other people will do in your life. And there are some things that God will do. It is not 100% up to God. It is with you and God. Are you there with me? Until you start the business, he will not bring customers. Until you start advertising your business, nobody will be interested in it. So God will do it and you are at one place. No, you must make a move. Say, Pastor, I don't know where I'm going. Go. Just go. Pastor, when I dive, I'm afraid I'll fall. I had a dream this dawn, and in the dream, I saw that the sea, the water started getting swelling, if you like. And so people were getting scared, and I saw some of my fathers in the Lord. And I asked one of my fathers, I said, can you swim? Say, when I was swimming, you were not born. And I said, okay, I can also swim. And I saw many people in this church, and some of them couldn't swim, so they were in a queue to enter into a banking facility. And that banking facility, once you enter, no matter how the sea waves will come, it cannot carry you away. So I saw some in the queue. All right, many people, I saw them in the queue. But I saw some who were also ready for the sea to come because they could swim. Are you hearing me? You have an ability. I say you have an ability. What you can do, God will not do. What you can do, God will not do. When you are looking for contract, say, God, I need a contract. I have a skill. For instance, I'm an electrician. My job is not coming. Write a proposal. Go to MTN. That you know that some people do their electrical work for them, but you are the best in town. If they like, they should give you 25% of what they give to that guy. Just, okay, 10%. 10%. You must believe. So once you go there and you are talking, then the favor of God on your life will speak. It will what? It will speak. But when you are in the room, say, God, Dabe, you have left me. Oh, God, you have left me. He has not left you. He wants you to move in faith. Hello? You want to get married? You don't have money? Plan the marriage with your wife to be, or your husband. Plan it. Myself and my wife, we plan for our marriage up 2 years to 3 years time. See, this is how we will do it. This is how we will. So, when God blesses us anytime, then we know where to put the money. Because we've already planned. Plan. Make a step. I told her to go for the list. When Iron Man doesn't have one CD. When the day was getting close, doors started opening. When we tell people we are going to get married, they say, have you taken care of this? Well, even if we have, holy life, no. But you must take the step, then you will see God. Hello? When you don't take the step, God will not come and pull you out. He will never do it. Never. Check the scriptures. I planted, Apollos watered, but God did what? Give the increase. Give the Lord a clap of him. Hallelujah. The second reason people don't build capacity is because they cannot stand being ridiculed. They cannot stand being laughed at. Amen. There are many people. You see, when you start something, it doesn't look like there's future. Doesn't look like any good thing can come out from what you are doing. There are many people, because people will laugh at them, they don't want to start anything new. Let me tell you, every great person has been laughed at. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You say, if we say footballers, you too, you say you are a footballer. I remember my first poster that I did. First poster. And I put it on a group page. And the first comment was that, because of unemployment, you too, you say you are in ministry. Noah, when God spoke to him to build an ark, Noah took 100 years. How many years? 100 years to build an ark. People laughed at him. Because where he was building the ark, there was no sea, there was no river, there was no water body around. Who built an ark in Tamale? Where there is no water body, it does not make sense. But if you always want to consider what people think about you, you will not fulfill your destiny. Hello? You know the word? You will not fulfill destiny. Ask people who have made a hit in a song. They will tell you that they themselves didn't know that that particular song would be a hit. But they tried anyway. Are you hearing me? Now, Noah has built the ark. There were no human beings to follow him to enter the ark. Animals were entering. Come and see laughter. His congregation, his church, is lions, hyenas, bird, boiler bird, leopard, lizard. Those were his congregation members. People were not willing to enter into the ark. Can you stand to be blessed? Tell someone, can you stand to be blessed? When God asks you to do anything, people will laugh at you. They will laugh at you. Sometimes you see comments under your own post. Say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Are you hearing me? But you must keep doing what? Keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. Have strong focus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of it. We will close soon. How to manifest greater benefits of your capacity. How can you manifest greater benefit? Number one, service. Shall service. One of the reasons for the abilities God gave you is for you to serve God and humanity. Any ability God has given you is for two things. For God and for what? For humanity. For God and what? For God and for humanity. By so doing, you increase in capacity. You become more and have more when you serve. The one with the five talents, after he traded his talent by the strength of his ability, his master gave him an extra talent. God will only add to you when you use the first one to serve him and humanity. Amen? Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Are you a mason? You must learn to serve well. Hello? Are you a carpenter? You must serve God and serve humanity well with your carpentry. Are you a businessman? You must serve God and humanity well. Some business people, they are crooks. In that what you are paying for is not what they will even give you in the first place before making profit out of you. You are not serving God and you are not serving humanity. That business will not last. At least give the quality and make profit out of it. Hello? Am I communicating? Are you an intercessor? Intercede well. God has put a destiny of people in your hands to pray for them. When we find you, you are going for intercession prayer meeting. You carry pillow. You carry pillow. What has pillow got to do with intercession? You must intercede well. Matthew 25 verse 20 to 21. Matthew 25, 20 to 21. Are we all together? Are you catching something this morning? So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful pastor. Is that what he said? Good and faithful seer. Good and faithful president. Good and faithful usher. Good and faithful what? Servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 28 of this same chapter. Verse 28. Check my sound. Verse 28. So, okay, go to 27. 27. 26. Now we want to look at the guy with the one. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You wicked and what? You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Tell somebody the ability God has given to you. You must use it to trade and make profit. He says, so take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. So in our time, God is taking from people and adding it to other people because they are serving well. They are using their gift. Don't you see that some shops are losing customers to other shops? Hello? Don't you see that there are certain customers who come to you and they complain about that customer, that I went to that customer, he didn't talk to me well. And what I paid for, he didn't give it to me. That's why I came to you. In other words, he's telling you that when you treat me that way, I will go. May God take from others and add it to your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, hear this powerful one. You can have an ability, but the chance to trade your ability is determined by God. Hello? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. You can have an ability. You can be a good musician, but the one to give you platform to sing is God. When God has not given it to you, you can never have it. How do we know that you are a strong man? Unless they put you in a boxing ring. Until you have the opportunity to stand in a boxing ring, nobody will know how strong you are. Hello? He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. There are many people in life, they are very swift. Even more than bold. And he said, not the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and what? Chance happen to them all. Until God determines that this is your time, and until God determines this is your chance, your opportunity to shine, we cannot see your ability. So you can be gifted. You can have several abilities. But it is God who provides the chance for you to shine. Ronaldinho was a very skillful player. But the time came, the chance was taken from him. Why? Because he was indisciplined. He can move from Spain to go and party in China. He said, well, you are a skillful player. We don't have any player like you. But going forward, we cannot give you the world stage. Though he was good, nobody gave him a chance. Are you hearing me? So he built capacity with skills, but he didn't build capacity with discipline. Hello? It means that when you are a person of understanding, you can make riches. When you are skillful, you can attract favor. A man's gift makes room for him. When you are skillful, you can attract favor. When you are what? You are wise, you have bread. But the one to create the opportunity is God. Is God. The one to create what? The opportunity is God. When you check my itinerary as a preacher, I've been booked from now to next year, April. Almost every week I'm preaching somewhere. But even that one is a chance created by God. God has trusted some people with it. If I misbehave, someone else is coming. Are you hearing me? Yeah. So it is not that we are superpowers. So it is the God who gives chances. Give the Lord a clap of it. It is not because you are good. It's not because you are the best. But God has given you an opportunity. An opportunity. An opportunity. I pray that when God gives you opportunity, you will not mess up with it. Yeah. Give the Lord a clap of it. Are you still there? Every great person is a chief servant. Job chapter 36 verse 11. Every great person in life is a chief servant. Job 36 verse 11 said, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days where? In prosperity. And their years where? In pleasures. Job was great because he was a servant. He could speak as an authority because he manifested the benefit of the abilities God gave him. Job 29:4-25. Job 29 from verse 4. Look at something. Job 29 from verse 4. Job, when you read the book of Job, he said he was the greatest in the East. You want to know how he became great? He was a servant. Tell someone, always look for opportunity to serve. Amen. When a preaching will start, my pastors will tell, my wife will tell you, I start preparing way ahead. My sleep is distorted. That is not how masters live. That's how servants live. To prepare, to make room, to pray, to fast, so that God's people can be blessed. Are you hearing me? I'm not the chief. I'm not the ogre here. I'm the servant over here. Amen. Look at it. Just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. Verse 5. He said, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me. Verse 6. When my steps were bathed in cream, and the rod poured out rivers of oil for me. Continue. When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square. So he's telling you the kind of greatness he has from his house to the city. The young men saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. 9. The priests refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. Verse 10. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw, then it approved me. 12. Because I delivered the poor who cried out. Are you seeing that? The fatherless and the one who had no helper. Continue. 13. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. So it means that when someone is about to die, and the person is not able to pay his hospital bill, Job will go and pay it. When he pays it, then the person said, the Lord bless you. All that I have in my heart, all that I'm not able to achieve, I put it on your life. So the blessing of the perishing came upon me, and the widow's heart, I made the widow's heart to be joyful. The blessing of the, you see that? Go ahead, verse 14. How he served is, I put on righteousness and he clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind. When he's walking by the roadside, he sees someone who is truly blind, not a crab blind. Truly blind. And the person is trying to sit, cross the road. You take hold of the person's hand, make the person to cross. Where are you going? So I'm going to the house. You take the person. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs or the teeth of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth. There are some people, because they have power, they like inflicting pains on innocent people. Job said, even though it does not concern me, I go and hit the jaw of that powerful person, and I deliver the innocent from their mouth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest and multiply my days as the sand. 19. We are going to 25. Oh, my root. Okay, 19. So my root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. The guy became prosperous because he served his generation. So we're looking for the blind, the lame, to help them. Who are you serving? Your ability must serve God and must serve humanity. Is somebody hearing me? My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. Give the Lord a clap of faith. Greatness is not by accident, people of God. Okay, let's go ahead. Verse 20. Let's go ahead. What in verse 20 says? He said, my glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed. When you go over there, you read the rest. All right? The second way to of how to manifest benefits. The second way is faithfulness. Shout faithfulness. Faithfulness means loyal or committed. You must be faithful to your God. You must be faithful to his principles. Be faithful to the people God has assigned over you, because it leads to your abilities to be developed. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 15. Luke chapter 16, 10 to 15. The Bible said, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. God will not give you much unless you are faithful with the little he has given to you. God has given you 8 hours of sleep. 8 hours of sleep. Then you wake up and use 2 hours to pray. He will also bless you like that. So if I have time to sleep, you already sleep 8 hours. So if I have time, enough time, I'll pray. Meanwhile, you sleep for 8 solid hours. Then you do 2 hours add on. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Money that you have made a deal, bad deal, how let me say, shady deal, and you've made money from it, you are not even faithful with it. God is asking that, who will commit to you? Verse 11. Who will commit to your trust the true riches. We have a blessing called the true riches, and we have another blessing that is shady. Shady deals, and you make money. God said, even with the shady deals, you are not being faithful. Who will give you true riches? He's asking, that means that you will not be the one. Who are you going to get it from? Are you getting my point? Go ahead. Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Now you are serving a boss. You are not faithful to your boss. In your mind, or when you get your own, you will do it well. He's asking you, who will give you your own? Some years ago, I visited my pastor that I said with hamper. Said, Nilda, let me pray for you. Said, the way you held my hands and helped me in ministry, God will give you people to hold your hands. That's all. If you have not been faithful in what is another man's, before you become a master, you'll be an apprentice. Who will give you what is your own? Are you getting my point? He's asking you a question. Who will give you what is your own? Verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. 14 says what? Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. There are people, when you preach, they'll say you are the reason they are preaching it. Then they get angry. It even happened to Jesus. Whom am I? And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hello. So faithfulness is your ticket to becoming a lord over what you can call your own. Faithfulness is the ticket to becoming a lord over what you can call your own. Amen. The last but one way of manifesting benefits is called knowledge. Shout knowledge. The extent to which you know is the extent to which you will have benefits. Praise be to God. Ignorance about your potential to be more and have more. If you don't improve in what you know, your tomorrow will not be better than today. Amen. If you don't improve in what you know, your tomorrow will never be better than today. You rise in life not because you are problem free. You rise because what you know is stronger than the problems that befall you. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b. Ask somebody, what do you know? The B part said, but the people who know they are God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. In this season, that things are getting dry. Some people, they are not perturbed because they know they are God. They don't know their bank account. They know they are God. But the people who know they are God, they shall be strong and carry out great exploits. What do you know? I know that my Redeemer lives. What do you know? I know that they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Anyone who gathers together against you, they shall fall for your sake. What do you know? I know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers you from them all. What do you know? Surely there is an end. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Give the Lord praise. The last way, and then we close. The last way of how to manifest benefits. Strategic alliance. Or strategic partnership. Or strategic association. You can never be better than the kind of association you keep. Hello? Deuteronomy 32 verse 30. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? When you are able to chase 1,000, Another individual can chase 1,000. But the Bible says when two of you come together, you are able to chase 10,000. The power of agreement. Amen? The power of coming together. Your effect is as a result of your capacity. But having a strategic friend in your life can help you do more than you can imagine. There are people in your life that help you to stretch beyond your comfort zone. There are people because they stretch in what they do. When you become friends with them, they'll challenge you more than you can give. Hello? But there are some friends, when you are doing well, when they come into your life, they stop. You say, all this thing you are doing, where are you going? By all means, you become a dust. Dust you came, dust you go. They always tell you things to make you give up in life, not to stretch beyond your comfort zone. But there is a friend. So, I have friends. It's not about having friends. So how quality are they? There are some people, you don't need many of them. Just one of them is enough. They'll challenge you. They'll push you. They'll recommend you. They'll take you to the business that works. There are some other friends, they'll show you the inflation rate of the nations of the world. Cause you to panic for nothing. So we'll die, oh, we'll die in this country. But how do you come out? They don't know. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So if you can, you alone can chase 1,000, when those people who panic come into your life, you begin to chase 5 people. God will reduce your capacity. Don't make you to complain. Are you still there? Are you still there? So life is not for showmanship. There's some people say, I don't need anybody in my life. Please, with all humility, you need someone in your life. Even God said, let us make man. He didn't say, I will make man. There's no way in your life. It's pride. The earlier you stop, the better. Hello? You need somebody. You need people. Not everybody, but strategic people. You see, what I'm talking about is very crucial for marriage. Don't marry because of beauty, because beauty will fade. Marry because of capacity. Give the Lord praise. Don't marry because of beauty. When you are going to marry and the person is beautiful, handsome, that is bonus. But marry because of capacity. Because life is sometimes is up and down. When tough times come, you forget that you are beautiful. You forget. You forget. But a person that can endure hardness is the person that must walk the journey with you. Are you hearing me? When tough times come, they see that you are restless. I'll leave this marriage. I'll leave this relationship. Where are you going? Nowhere cool. Nowhere cool. Tell someone, say, nowhere cool. I regret the day I proposed to you. I also regret the day I accepted your proposal. It's capacity. Not every good person can endure difficult times. So, in making a decision like getting married, you must consider capacity. Having muscle is good. I'll have muscle tomorrow. Having 6-packs, I'll hit the gym soon. But above all, build capacity. Build what? Capacity. Because life can present harsh times. Harsh times. But you need to stand. You need somebody who can endure to stand with you. Give the Lord a clap offering. Deuteronomy 22 verse 10. Deuteronomy 22 verse 10. The Bible said, you shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You see, when people plow the field, 2 ox, then they put a yoke on it, and then they attach a plow. So when the ox move, then the ground is being plowed. The Bible says that don't plow. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. A donkey's assignment is to carry load. It doesn't have the broad shoulders to plow the field. So if you know that your assignment is to plow the field, Don't go and marry a donkey. The donkey is good, but not for your assignment. Not for where you are going. Because the donkey can only carry load. Carry load from here to Tamale. And it will be cool. But an ox cannot carry load. Its assignment is to plow hard ground. Short moment it is tired, it will take rest. But the donkey, as for camel, oh boy. Don't plow with an ox and a donkey together. Amen. You want to get involved with somebody who is always, is a go-getter. Early in the, before he's six, he's gone. He's good to hustle. But you know, you love somebody that will be rubbing their hands around you. Say, Pastor, as for me, I want my spouse, you'll be putting a finger into my ear. Oh, I love affection. Please, don't go and get involved with go-getters. There are some people, they are achievers. They just want to make money. Only the money they are out. This is not the time to come and be putting finger in your ear. So, Pastor, he doesn't love me. So why didn't he love you? He doesn't put finger into my ear. There are people, they are like you. When they wake up, they themselves will get a nail cutter. Chere, 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 chere. Then they'll put your toe into their mouth. They have time. But there are some other people, they are not like that. Because they've told themselves how their parents have suffered, they will not allow their children to suffer. So they become workaholics. So know your time, whether you are an ox or you are a donkey. Hear me? It's better to stay unmarried than to go and marry a fool. It's in the Bible. We'll go. It's in the Bible. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You. Michal, the daughter of Saul, she was given to David to marry because David killed Goliath. After they got married, David was dancing because they brought the ark from the camp of the Philistines. And when he was dancing, his garment fell and his legs and thigh, everything was showing. And Michal was absent. 2 Samuel 16:16. Michal was upstairs looking through the window. And the Bible said she despised David in her heart. Okay, 1 Samuel. Let me check my scriptures. Okay, 2 Samuel 6:16. I beg your pardon. 2 Samuel 6:16. I'm going to show you an ox and a donkey. This a king's daughter is prepared for marriage. But what did he not prepare her for? Is the man David. Every man has his own history. All men are not the same. Hello? So as for me, my parents told me that as for men, when they are talking to you, all they are thinking about is sex. So every man who is thinking about sex, another man is looking for business partner. So, Pastor, I don't want to talk to you. He wants to have sex with me. God, that is how you have been wired. Let me leave that one. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and wailing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. This guy called David, he knows how to worship God, but Michal was not trained how to worship God. She belongs to that church that when they are worshiping God, da, da, da. Da, da. Oh God. But David is like, just as I am, without one plea, from the bush side or the back side, the wheel that God brought him. So how he praises God is different from Michal. But when Michal saw him dancing, despise him in the heart. Go to verse 20. Because she despised him, look at her approach when she saw him. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious, listen to the sarcastic comment. How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servant as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. Brofo. Go ahead, verse 21. So David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house. David too has cheek. Oh, he throw cheek. He also throw cheek. To appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the God. 22. And I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the main servant of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. 23. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Because she spoke against somebody praising God, her womb became dry. She does not understand how a man will be so thankful and mess himself in the presence of God. She thinks that everything is about branding. This one is not branding. Are you hearing me? So she became what? Barren. So sometimes you come to church, you dignify yourself because where you are coming from, they bow down before they talk to you. But someone else will have to kneel down, will have to cry. Then you look at them and say, this is all these people, problem people in church. Problem. You don't know that by doing that you can attract a curse. You see, so what David needs is somebody who understands praise and worship, who even encourage him. Are you there with me? Okay, we are closing. Can we go ahead? So don't marry because of beauty. Don't marry because of money. Marry because of capacity. God, money will finish. Money what? It will finish. Hello? We are not doing business summit. Like, I'll let you know that lots of filling station owners in Ghana, it's not their own money. It's loan from banks. You will not believe it. But it's what? Loan from. How do I know? I pray for some of them. It's a loan, no? Loan. Loan, they take loan from banks, and bankers don't take tax on loans. You don't pay tax. We are not doing business summit. We are doing capacity. Amen. That's why when you ask them for money, they can't give you. So this, my uncle, is wicked. He's not wicked, though. He's paying loan. Hallelujah. So, and the Bible spoke about, I can give you many examples. Abigail getting married to Nabal. The meaning of Nabal is what? A fool. When you marry a fool, you bring death to your house early. And fools die before their time because of their foolishness. You see, even Ahab, he had to marry Jezebel because of capacity of wickedness. He needs somebody who encourage him to. So, know who you are putting in your alliance. Amen. Know who you are putting where? In your alliance. Give the Lord a clap of it. Next week, we're going to bring the last session on capacity building. We'll talk about the enemies of capacity building, or enemies of spiritual capacity. Amen. Bow down your heads in prayer. We want to tell God that, God, help me to practice your word. 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 Tell God that in your day of accountability, you want him to help you to be faithful, to receive a good report. Tell God to help you to become a lord over your own, over what you can call your own. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Tell God to send good people your way that you can be in strategic alliance with. Please go ahead and pray. Shada da 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 bo shata badiatas. Tell God, help me bring people my way who will be in strategic alliance with me. Bring good people my way. Bring good people my way. bring good people my way. People who are stronger than me. People who are more connected than me. People who are resourceful. Tell God you need more from Him because you are ready to increase your capacity. You want to do more. You want to do more, Lord. We want to do more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the entrance of your word. Father, we don't want to be like this last servant who hid the talent and did not engage his ability. Father, we are ready to engage our abilities. We pray for strength. We pray for guidance. We pray for resources. Help us, Lord, in this season. When men say there is a casting down, we want to say there is a lifting up. So help us, Lord. Help us in our career, in our relationships. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that we can manifest benefits that to glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.